Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Chelsea Osborne, final year history student at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October 19th, 1970, Barbadians were warned by then Minister of Agriculture, Science and Technology, Mr. Kenmore Husbands, that they were not producing enough food to feed the influx of tourists coming to the island, which had increased fourfold between 1960 and 1970. Husbands, a teacher by profession, began his political career as Speaker of the House of Assembly, but later became a cabinet minister in the Arrow-Barrow administration. His warning to produce more food came at the opening of the first meeting of the Advisory Committee of the Animal Nutrition Project, located at the Pine Animal Nutrition and Consultation Research Station in the Pine, St. Michael. Also present at this meeting were multiple delegates from the Canadian International Development Agency, Canada's Department of Agriculture, the Canadian Cane Consultants, and the resident Canadian advisor, Dr. John Berry. As the meeting proceeded, the advocate highlighted many areas of awareness touched on by Mr. Husbands. The minister noted that of the many foods imported to the island, meat and meat preparations were one of the major imports, hence the need for the island to develop the livestock industry, as well as the ministry's diversification program. Mr. Husbands also indicated that while these two areas were critical to the island's development, the process was being impeded by the excessive cost of animal feed. The advocate quoted the minister as saying that in 1968, we imported approximately 12 million pounds of meat and meat preparations at the cost of $10 million. In addition to that, roughly 60 million pounds of prepared feed and feed ingredients costing about $4.5 million was also imported. The minister also noted that as each year passed, the population grew along with improved living standards and collectively with the continued steady stream of tourists to the island, the amounts imported and its costs would increase. With the aim to improve the livestock industry and cut imports to a minimum, the ministry, with the help of recent developments in Canada, began looking into using sugarcane as the main crop in producing animal feed locally. Mr. Husbands felt optimistic that his ministry had found a solution to the island's feed problem and wished all those connected to the nutrition project and its research continued success. Now, 53 years later, there is still concern that the island's food import bill is high.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.